forgot about it.
Simen Resh Hei, Siv Beis, page Kuf Yud Aleph. Okay, we started last night. We started Simen Resh Hei, which is Birkas Yerakes. Now we're up to what you do on soup. What bracha do you make on soup? Here we go. Talk to Mechaber. Al Hamay, I hope everyone had supper tonight. Al Mayim Shavishal Behem Yerakes. Water that you cooked in it vegetables. Mevarich habracha atzman shavarchal yirakis atzman. You make the same bracha as you make on vegetables. Afal pi she'im behen ella tam hayerek. Even though they don't have the actual vegetable, they only have the tam. Still, you make that bracha, which is hadama. Vahani mili kishabishlam b'loy basar. That's only if there's no basar. Afal bishlam im basar mevarich olav shakal. But if there's basar in it, so then you make a shakal. Okay, Dr. Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat and ches. Al hamayim shebishlei v'mshar yirakis b'mayim. Okay, so that's if you cooked them. What about if you soaked it? So this is v'negeah by sauerkraut, by pickles, where you soak it. Yimshar Yiraka is Mayim, Kasav Abesev, Sipin Rish Bez, the Dina Kimavosha has the same standards as Mavosha, the Kamil and Baalma, the Kavish Kimavosha. Generally, we always say anything that's soaked for 24 hours is the same status as something which is cooked. Mikal Mokim, Beroitev Shel Ugekis, what you buy pickle juice. Shakvizahu. Eh?
Irkis.
Okay. Shakvizahu Rak Beshvilha Ugekis, Levad Shiach Mitsu. The reason why you put the liquid in is for the pickles. You don't put it there for the liquid. You're not planning on eating the liquid.
Most people.
The ink kavanas b'shul me'akvisha klal mevarich al roi tishakol. And then you would make, if you drink the pickle juice, you would make a shakol. Umakim sheminig roi va'ansheir litva boy pas me'ogikis. Oh, but in a place where that's the minig amokim. Interesting. It depends on the city. So by pass, you start levarach pri adama after shreisa hamashkan levad. Oh, but if you want the pickle juice also, so then, since you want the pickle juice, maybe you'd make a adama on the pickle juice. Oh, he's gonna get to that very soon. Oid kasev shem el yirabo tu adim beroitev shel compost. Bim dirsenu karen esay kraut. Yeah, the sauerkraut. Shem avarach shahako. You make a shahako. Again, on the liquid of sauerkraut, so it's soaked, which is soaked, then you make a shahako. Right? Why? Because, again, the same thing, because people don't generally drink the liquid by itself. They usually eat the sauerkraut itself. This is the Mishnah Berurah that we eat the liquid also, and therefore you would make hadama. That's where it's fresh. Avkash bishla ni makroy. Right, so lishtei said right of levab. But when you cook it together, moidataz mevarach pri adama ka'al shar mei shlokes. So then, even the taz agrees, you make a bit pri adama just because you cooked it together, and therefore, even though you generally don't eat it together. Roitiv shall burikas, which is beets, chamutzim, shekoyin rosel. So I always thought this was borscht, but he says borscht in a second. So you made it too sour. Af in bishlam levadan, even if you cooked it by himself, mashma d'nataz mevarach b'ripi adama kivin shnech b'shumem burikas. Since you pulled the ma'isa, it was soaked in the burikas, the kavanas hakvisha hu gam b'shvila, and the whole point is for the liquid. The whole point is the reason why when you soak the beets in the liquid is for the liquid. Derchalaf is by a pass chemis hadin chayy adam, and therefore you make a beri pri adam. Mikol makom v'shayisa isan chayin mistabra de mevarich alein shahakol mishum durev achilas nuaydei bishul. Oh. But lamaisa, if you soak it when the beet is still raw, so what's the bracha of a raw beet? It's shahakal, because it's only good cooked. So therefore, since it's raw, so therefore you would only make a shaka on the liquid also. Omashke barsht hasuya mimei subin v'kamach. Okay, so this is not the one I know about, but maybe you know about this. Borscht is made from mei subin and kamach. It's made from flour.
Nope.
Mefarach alein shahako.
Not our first.
Yeah. Mefarach alein shahako, not my recipe.
What are you talking about? Arab Pesach. It's the beginning.
You have to buy a jar of borscht even if you don't eat it. You have to have one in the house.
So you may assume you can't have a borscht shakal. Bank is a shakal.
Okay. You have a sign to be a dine.
So you're saying by borscht, since has other stuff in it, so you make a shakal. I guess
it's
raw. I'm not sure exactly what the cheshbon over here is. Uh-huh. What this borscht is. Sounds like because it's raw. I'm not sure.
Tea with honey.
Okay, weiter.
It's very healthy. What's healthy?
Im ha'al ha'mayim shebishle b'hem yirakis. Zok t'mishne b'rur reitzel loymei shereitzel ligmoya ha'mayim levat. You want to drink the water by... itself, the Iluim Oichlin im Hayerek, ain't Shayek Shem Bracha Lamayim, the Nasan Fail Yerek. Just make a bracha on the Yerek, on the vegetable, Ahadama, and automatically you potter the water. Mivarech, you make that bracha of the vegetable. But Davka Kishalkin Kadilechal Gamet Yerakis. Oh. That's all if he intends to eat also the vegetables. The Ilu Bishal Yerakis. If the only reason why you put them was for the liquid, then you'll make a shak. The apple cider, apple juice that you make from tapu, I guess not juice. So basically, he's saying like this: if you the whole point of cooking the whole thing
up.
Saying you put cooking the liquid with it, it's just to have liquid. You're just having liquid. And that's the point. The point is you're getting liquid.
Like
so then,
cider,
then you make a shaka. Because, again, the whole vart is, we see this concept over and over again.
And my mother-in-law makes some kind of weird apple water.
What do you do with the pot you're cooking?
Okay, you have it.
I'm pissed off. I'm
pissed off. Yeah. The who?
The pot you're cooking, what do you do with it? You just want the stuff to come into the water.
What do you do with the apples when you're finished with it?
I never heard of them cooking apples. Apples.
I don't know either. I don't know.
The prunes? They did the same with prunes? Prunes juice? Something.
The point is the juice. I don't know, but they don't eat the prunes baklal? Yeah, I don't know. Basically, I don't know what you do with them. I hear. Basically, maybe you
so
put it into.
Saying the main
you
part?
Put it into your apple turnovers.
You see the same concept constantly about.
Oh, we see the same concept that what? That the din of this water, the reason why it takes on a din of Adam is because it's considered like a food. We consider it like a food.
It, even though it's
but if you're drinking, exactly, you're using it as a drink.
This is what he said.
You're using it as a drink, so then it gets the din shaka.
When do you make Adam?
We had this before, man.
Yeah,
right.
When do you make Adam?
So what? So therefore, you make adama when you're eating it as a food. You're processing it with
coffee
vegetables.
And tea. Maybe also you should make a.
Huh?
Listen, you eat your liquid as a food. You make adama if you drink
right.
It shakal.
Right.
How you eat as a food?
So obviously you know what this means. You chew it.
Eating it together with the thing.
Or you don't differentiate it.
What do you mean? You make adama and you take some liquid, then you take a bite of the.
You're cooking it up as a soup, or as a vegetable soup. And then, as a vegetable soup, you're eating the liquid.
So that's a good point. So whenever you eat vegetable soup, you know it's full of vegetables, do I have to eat, so I don't have to pick up the carrot and make the adama?
Right. You hear? What are you saying?
No, but only if it's
vegetables. When you have a bunch of vegetables, not by chicken soup, good. We have a bunch of vegetables, vegetable soup. You don't have to pick up the vegetable when you make a hadama. You could make a hadama on the liquid.
Right.
So vegetable soup you make
hadama. Oh, we're going to have to get
vegetable soup you make hadama.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Shemavarech.
So what if you have a chicken soup that's full of vegetables?
Oh. So that's the end. That's the in Bishlam and Basar. We're gonna get that's the end. That's the end of the machab. We're going to get to that soon. Basar. Shemavarech. That's all by vegetables. But you have mezonos, you have noodles,
farfel,
lokshin, knedelich, right? Where you put, you cook them in the water. Now the water, the same way that is bottled, so to speak, to the vegetables, so it'll also be bottled to the mezonos. Maybe.
Everyone has knedelich and pesach.
Avi leviva shabishlam b'mayim. So then, when it rises, you make a hamotzi on it. When it rises, lech al levivos, and you don't want to eat the levivos rak lishleis hamayim levad. Again, so if you would obviously, if you'd be eating the kanadal, and then you so obviously you make hamazinus on it. But if let's say you're not eating it, who's suffic? Oh, so who's suffic? And yivarech al alayhem b'rimin hamazinus kal levivos or shahak. So it's totally in the machlokes as we shine him. If it takes on the din of the mezainis, or it retains the status as a shock.
The mezainis doesn't flavor the vegetables, flavor the water. The knedel's not flavoring.
What about another thing?
Oh.
If you make, you have, by us, we make, let's say, a separate pot. Of
oh, very good. So if let's say you make a separate pot of
knedel,
and then you put it in afterwards.
And then you're putting it in afterwards.
It's pasha that it doesn't become bottle.
So it's not bottle.
Right.
So
that is pasha, right. Very good. Exactly. That is color.
So that's how we do it.
Oh, usually that's how we do it, right? By knedel.
By knedel. That's how we make it. And noodles also.
Yeah, right. Right. Usually we do it. Like, and also croutons, we also do that. You put them all in afterwards.
So a minestrone soup is a...
Oh, minestrone soup, good.
So if you take out the liquid from chicken noodle soup, it might be mezainis.
Then it might be...
If you take out liquid from real chicken noodle soup, you throw the deluxe into the
Okay, good. So then you have a shayla. Which one is it bottled to? Is it bottled to the basa or is it bottled to the mezainis?
Again, the...
Well, if you take out just the liquid, you might have to make a mezainis.
Yeah, but we're going to see. I don't think it's going to be so negative, Lamaisa. I don't think it's going to be so negative.
Most of the time, you're going to wash on my tea anyways.
Okay, yikach ma'at me'al viva yisivarech b'revim zainis. Therefore, since it's a suffix, therefore you take from the noodles and you make a b'revim zainis. V'gam yivarech al dover achash b'chas ha'shakal. You also make a shakal on something else because you can't make a shakal on the soup because maybe it's really zainis. So the mezainis you're able to get from the soup itself because you're able to take from a knedel, you're able to take from a lokshin, but mashen kishakol you can't get from the soup itself. You have to eat a kezayis or a revius of each one. You make both brachas achrayus. Said that really what he wants to eat is the juice. Generally we don't do this. Generally a person wants to eat the noodles with it. So then it's bottled, then it's tough to it. So then
that's what we do.
Oh, wait a minute. But one problem here.
This is minestrone soup.
Yeah, that too. But if you only have a little bit, as a lot of water, really the point is for the water. It's almost clear, the liquid. That's the raya that there's not too much mezainis mixed in, but zeh vada ina mayim b'tein la levivos. Then it's not bottle mavarch al mayim shahakol v'al levivos b'remi ne mezainis.
It's a chicken basketball.
Right, but the problem with the chicken gets a new problem because then it's baser. There's a baser also. B'chay adam kasa shigam b'zeh yoyser toiv shivarch shahakol al dover acher ekana. This is also better to make a shahakol. Ba'akoponim.
I have a Rebbe who comes from Eretz Yisrael, and he doesn't.
He does everything. He makes all the brachas.
Right. He has a bowl of soup. He makes brachas on it. He makes it. Before he starts the soup, he has a something that's a mezonos and something that's a shahada before, and then he lets it fall.
But when you eat,
but it sounds like it sounds like kolor.
Not hungry anymore.
But it sounds like kolor that you could eat. You could zecher eat, no, take the croutons or take the noodles and make
a
wash. That's kolor. Right. The only shaila is here.
What
do
you
want to
do? I don't know. You're asking me what he, why he doesn't want to wash.
Once you punch lakshan, you're eating the lakshan, so then it's bottled to the lakshan.
He doesn't want to have bread every time he has a bowl of soup.
Could be he has a lot of kavanah when he benches.
When you have barley inside, let's say mushroom barley soup.
That's what I'm saying.
You make mezonos?
Like the amshin over, like 2 hours, you mentioned.
Right, the amshin maskam? If normal, this is not something to get, because a person, when he has noodles in a soup, he generally wants to eat the noodles with the soup. Right. So mela, I'll make a mezonos on the noodles and I'm finished. Just unless, it might be negay, I'm not sure even where, because knedel might be different, but let's just say, by a knedel, where there's one knedel in the soup. Right, so then maybe, liquid has nothing to do with that.
So what, when you make the bracha, you can make those onions and drink the liquid?
I'm not sure.
Knadle soup.
Maybe it's
what size is the knadle? And what if the knadle breaks apart?
Is the knadle?
The knadle breaks apart. If it's a huge knadle,
I don't know.
And it breaks it.
I don't know. Maybe
it's not sold.
You said you're from a Hungarian family.
Huh?
Hungarian family. The knadle.
You have a knadle. The knadle itself.
And if you have to eat
this
knadle when you make the
ruffin, oh, right. Yeah. No. So then you do, because the soup itself is a knadle.
The Adama, you said,
you
drink
right.
Liquid,
cool.
But lakshin, you'd have to make sure some lakshin in your spoon or a piece of knedel.
Right.
Now, if there's lakshin in soup, right? I mean, there's... To make
not some, wait a minute, not some lakshin, okay, yeah.
There's lakshin soup.
Okay, whatever,
if you make al michi, right? You have to have excess.
Lakshin soup. To make al michi, you
need
excess.
Is it
starved
the soup, starved to the...
Okay, good shayla.
Like your barley in the soup, your mushroom barley soup, right?
Right.
And you know, I don't know if it's a gazette. Chalent, you eat something that's chalent, right?
Right.
So your barley type of chalent.
Uh huh.
You have to make a zinus, right?
Right.
Do you make alamir?
Good, right. So good. So we're going to have to get to that.
When? What are we going to do?
No. Stop asking so many questions.
Paul,
let us do it.
You're good, man. Okay, we're kind of late already. That's only if he cooked the vegetables in regular water. But they don't have its own taste. And all you taste is the vegetables. But if it's in vinegar, it has its own taste. Then the water doesn't take on the din of the vegetable because it has its own din. You put both basar and yurakis, the rice alishtis is isam levadoi. Emovarchala bar shahakom, ishum tam basar shnokul bai, kedlikame. You don't make the bracha of shahakom like the basar that's in it, like we're going to see in a second, and you make that bracha. Elabri priadama, kim sheish lahamashke tam atzma mibilti abasar. Because the barsh liquid, it tastes like beets by itself, and therefore you don't say it takes on that tam. Mikom makai. On that bracha, mikom makim kisha oichel gam abasar. When he also eats the meat, if he's eating the meat also, nir sheyoyzit lishivarchal abasar shakal. Yechem lifter gam es haroitiv, umestabro de kisha oichel biachar haroitiv tafel gam biabasar. So here, when you get the chicken soup, back to the chicken soup. So if you're eating meat in it, then everything's bottled to the meat. Just make a shakal on the meat and everything's bought. Now
when I make chicken soup,
right,
there's no chicken inside of it.
I put it in a bag.
I have a bag. I take out the bag.
So you're not eating the basar, but
I'm not eating the basar. I take out the bag.
So then, I'm making that. So then,
you don't have to make
a basar.
the zaydus and the bovus are
chickens.
So I don't know. He's not talking about that case. I'm not talking. He's not talking about that case. What's the din taka? I'm not sure what the din is. I'm not sure what the din is taka.
That's
wrong. Let's say Mendy's chicken soup. Mendy's chicken soup. Right, you cook the vegetables with meat and also with vegetables. Does it take on the din of the meat or takes on the din of vegetables?
That's what happens when you.
Right. Oh, well, so the lachar that's din in machaber.
There's meat
against the din of shachar.
Every chicken.
Right. Okay. Fine. So the lachar takes on the din of the meat.
You're making promises.
Still, that's the machaber. That's the machaber.
You cook it for years. You
don't have to bring in vegetables. So it's
Right. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I'm sorry.
You use good chicken or you use just
wait a
the
minute.
Bones?
I use the
purple glove.
Eating the meat also?
Actually, the only thing we keep is I keep inside the purple glove.
Chicken soup.
There's a lot of
chicken
salt.
The rest of it is actual chicken.
Even though the liquid is but the meat,
it's not edible food.
But on the vegetables themselves.
But it has something on it.
On the vegetables themselves, you make adam. There's a shayla, and here's where you get a liquid.
It's the liquid to me. What's that? You make shakal, you make adam, and you make mezainis.
You don't put actual chicken in.
So are you saying because when you eat the carrot, when you eat the carrot,
typical have a lot of salt.
Good. You make a
then you make adama.
You have to put when they
on the carrot. A carrot should make adama.
Oh, and the shackle is covered by mezainis.
Shackle. Why is it covered by mezainis?
So you make it shackle.
I used to put in more vegetables. My wife had to like calm me down.
Because when you pick up the soup, it becomes a Canadian soup and the thing at the same time.
So? See, you're saying because it's bottle. You're saying it's bottle. It's bottle to the noodles.
Yeah.
If it's bottle to the noodles.
So that's covered to the noodles. But
if you're eating it together.
So the vegetables bottle to the noodles.
Okay, nachanami. If there's enough noodles that it's bottle, then nachanami.
Right.
You have like tradition soups. Like tradition soups.
No, even
you have mamish noodles.
That's mamish.
That's just noodles.
Mamish noodles.
And powder. So what if you have like a powder soup?
I would be nice to that. Nah. It's bottled to the Canadian. Soup is bottled to the Canadian.
It's just a rubber
shiloh. No. So a powdered soup. A powdered soup.
That's why the phones have
to be. A tradition soup. A tradition soup you make on mezainis?
That's what we're saying.
You should.
A bowl of chicken soup you make mezainis.
Who?
You have a bowl of soup with lakshin inside. You don't make
mezainis. No, but it's mamish lakshin.
Yes, it's mamish, right.
No, he's saying a tradition soup is a mezainis and mezainis only.
Okay.
We
gotta finish up.
Ari's
gonna get scared.
We'll continue.
In Basar, that Yerok is nice and tam. Yerok is nice and tam, Bahamorak. Bahabasar, nice and tam, Bahamorak. Oh, so both the vegetables and the meat both are giving tam. And tam abasar, chashav yaser. Oh, it's more chashav, elkachu iker. Okay, even though he's eating the soup by itself, like Mendy's soup, Bahamorak, shakal. Mikol makim im oichel hayerek im hamarak
biyachad.
If he's eating the vegetable with the soup, and tzarich levarach ki im al hayerek. The hamarak nasa tafel gam la hayerek. So then it becomes bottled to the yerek. Wait a minute. The hayerek gufov bevadel nasa tafel la basar kiman shebol lemazon lesoiva. Okay. So he's making the bracha on the vegetable itself. So then it is, he makes a hadama, right? Now he's saying, if you're eating the soup with the vegetable, then it becomes a tuffle to the vegetable.
Right, that's why it's chicken soup. It's not called vegetable soup, it's called chicken soup.
Wait a minute. So yeshlam. Now we have a shayla. Let's say Ari's chicken soup, yeah? He has liquid that's tuffle to the basa, right? Because it's chicken in it. And he also has his carrot there, right? What's chicken soup with that? Wait a minute. What's chicken soup with that carrot?
And onions and all this stuff.
So now he's eating his soup with his carrot. So you make hadama on the carrot and you part of the soup?
No, you have to still do shahakal.
Nobody said over here.
You said it's
iker. Even so.
Yes, it is.
Yerek gufa.
Yes, yes.
The yerek is the iker.
Yes, yes. It's pater, it's pater, it's the berek.
Oh. So Kipshuta is saying that you make Adama, right?
Yes.
Before the croutons. I didn't get to that yet.
Huh?
Wait a minute. So I'm not sure, though. I'm not sure if that carrot, Pshad is you're eating a carrot with soup?
You said.
The soup is about to...
No, I just want to know.
Yeah, but I could hear that he's talking about a case.
No, but he's saying
he's
saying the opposite of what he's saying.
Which one? Which one?
He's saying shahakol.
Where are you?
Mikol
mokim, b'moichol hayerek im hamarik b'yachad, ein tzarech levarach ki im al yerek, which is hadama.
Right.
So again, so you have your carrot in your chicken soup, you make hadama on the chicken soup, right?
No.
Correct?
No, I'm understanding, like he said earlier, when he said you make the bracha, and the fact that some soup came along with it was okay, that over here, you make the hadama, you don't have to be careful not to have any of the soup. The soup itself is still a shahakol.
Oh, then you would have to be careful.
He's saying that when you even that spoonful of the carrot, the soup that's along with the carrot, you don't have to be careful not to have any liquid on that carrot, that you can make the hadama on the carrot and have the soup along with it.
Because it's tough.
Right, that spoonful, not the whole soup itself.
Oh, exactly. Oh, so that's what I want to know.
That's what he said.
Do you say, he's talking about, right, he's eating when you're talking, eat them together. He was eating them together. But generally, when you eat your chicken soup, you're not eating soup together with carrot the whole time. There's a certain amount that you eat, so I'm not sure what he means. I'm not sure what he
is. He's talking about your kid that only wants to eat the carrot.
He said, it's all together,
but then he continues.
He's talking about where this, let's say you blended the carrot into the soup. Right?
No.
So now it's mixed up.
No, if it was blended, it's...
Okay, blended
no,
is...
No, blended is... No, but here, he's saying you have the actual piece of carrot.
I'm sorry.
You have the actual piece of carrot. You have to make hadama on that piece of carrot. Don't worry about that soup that's coming along with the carrot. That is
tuffle.
That spoonful of soup.
You don't know if he's gonna live to eat another spoonful or not. Right now,
not the bowl of soup.
I would say it's pasha. I would say it's pasha. That when you're eating your chicken soup, it's not tuffle to the carrot.
Right.
I think it's pasha.
So you have to make a hadama on the carrot.
And so Mel, you have to make a bracha hadama on the carrot. When you're eating the soup with the carrot, nachnami, that soup is bottled to the carrot.
Right.
Why did the carrot tuffle to the soup?
So you have to make a hadama and you have to make a shahakol.
And you make hadama and shahakol, right. And the thing is that when you put your noodles in,
right,
you make a mezainis on them.
Right.
Right. So you'll make a mezainis on the noodles.
Mezainis, shahakol, and hadama.
And you make hadama on the carrot.
Right.
And then you finish the carrot and you start eating the soup.
Then you make a shahakol.
You would make a shahakol. I think. I'm not.
If you put a grape inside, you have to make
it. He doesn't say that explicitly.
Oh, so let's say my son.
Stop it.
Let's say my son who will only have on his